Got a call about 10 minutes ago from a lady who's getting ready to start her first day at work. She's a little bit nervous. She's doing the typical things that you do on your first day at work. Show up extremely early and then kind of chill in the parking lot so you're not the first, so you're not the first one walking in. Standing at the door waiting for someone to come unlock it. Is anybody coming in to work today? That kind of hunched over.
Is this the right place? Am I supposed to come in here? Is there another entrance?
I don't know if it's quite like that.
But there are different things when you start a new job that you have to go through. Like I said, you have to find the water cooler.
Bathroom.
That's important. The bathroom. Make sure that you can tell the difference between a men's restroom and a women's. The women's, even though it's kind of sexist, it has like a little stick figure wearing a skirt. One of these days, they'll change that. And it'll just say men and women.
Say women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or cowboys and cowgirls.
Something.
Yeah, something like that.
Theme related.
So we want to give her a little bit more advice, things she needs to look for to kind of scope out on the first day at work. You know, I was talking about a year ago is when I started this job. So just a little bit over a year ago, I got hired to come do this. I still can't believe it. You know, I can't believe I tricked him into doing it. But, you know, I did the exact same thing. Showed up to work real early and then just kind of cruised around town a little bit. Checked out some of the scene. See what's going on. I wasn't that familiar with the area, either Manhattan or Junction City. So I was still trying to get the full flavor of it all. You know, so plan for the extra time, and then you take your time afterward. What do you need to do to prepare for the first day at work? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Just listening to you.
Uh-huh. You have some advice for the first day of work?
I have some advice for you.
For me?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Don't even worry about whether folk like you or whatever. Your ratings are so high, and welcome. Surely, I thought you were here more than a year. Don't even worry about what people think about you and water coolers. You got enough fans that'll bring you water.
Is that right?
Bring water.
I'm thirsty. Come hither and bring me barrels of water.
Yes, is that, of course.
Is that how it works?
What am I going to do?
Oh, now? I don't know. Sat you or made you think that you weren't worthy, but you're very, very worthy.
Well, you're a sweetheart as always.
Well, you know yes, that? Of course, but I'm telling the truth. You're great. We love you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, your fan club.
I'll always
we
have
love you.
You,
yeah. You know.
I know.
In
I
the
know.
Springtime, we love you all the time. We'll leave it like that.
Well, good. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're just great and whatnot. And leave all that other crazy stuff alone. Tell them you got a fan club.
All right. Well, it's been a good messed up year. Thanks for calling.
Oh, wonderful. Ciao.
Great advice. I'm sure she'll find that very handy today.
Exactly.
All right, water cooler, and then don't worry about people treating me weird if I start talking like Stooks.
Because you're worthy.
Because worthiness. Yeah.